I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, June 15. Coming up, government will seek to preserve human rights while implementing tougher anti-crime measures. CAPRI to conduct study on value of diaspora to Jamaica's development. And CPR Week is June 18 to 24. The news in detail after the break.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free. So stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will not compromise human rights even as it seeks to implement tougher measures to tackle crime. Mr. Holness says while the public wants swift action, the security forces must take a calculated approach to crime fighting, one that is based on intelligence.
Jamaica is committed to being a country that is respectful of human rights, respectful of the dignity of our people. And we will not compromise on that. But we have to ensure that confidence is not eroded.
Mr. Holness was speaking Thursday at the opening ceremony for the two-day Multilateral Combating Crime Summit in Kingston. The summit is being staged in partnership with the governments of the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Colombia, and the European Union under the theme, Combating Crime in an Interconnected World. In the meantime, National Security Minister Robert Montague says the government's main focus is to reduce the number of illegal guns and ammunition in the country. Other priorities include tackling corruption within the security forces and eliminating lottery scamming. Mr. Montague says the ministry recognizes the importance of having and maintaining strategic partners in its fight against transnational organized crime.
This is a phenomenon that we have seen, and we must continue to confront it head on. A loophole created in one jurisdiction affects neighboring countries and consequently undermines the effectiveness of any multilateral efforts. And that is why we continue to invest heavily into the intelligence network, our forensic institute, because data collection, storage, analysis, and public trust form the foundation of our thrust against illegal weapons.
The National Security Minister says Jamaica is committed to assisting other regional countries with their priorities, noting that criminal activity can only be tackled through cooperation at a global level. A study to examine the value of the diaspora to Jamaica's development will be launched on Jamaica Diaspora Day, June 16. The study is being jointly undertaken by the Caribbean Policy Research Institute, CAPRI, and the Jamaica Diaspora Institute, with support from the Jamaica National Group. Research officer at CAPRI, Shanique Smart, says some of the findings of the study will be shared at the upcoming Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference, set for July 23 to 26 at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston.
We'll be presenting on one of those days some of our findings, especially where we're at in terms of the survey. We're hoping to wrap up the entire research within the following month or two, so we're working overtime to meet these deadlines.
Ms. Smart was speaking in an interview with JIS News. And the Heart Foundation of Jamaica HFJ is observing Cardiopulmonary Resuscitation CPR Week from June 18 to 24 under the theme Prepare, Respond, Revive. Senior Manager for Health Administration at HFJ, Nola Philpotts-Brown, says the week will focus on the importance of CPR training. Activities begin with the launch of the Everyone's a Winner road race at Hope Gardens on June 18.
On June 20, we will go into Emancipation Park. And in the park, you know, we will have the audience of the walking public. We'll use the opportunity again to share with them information about the importance of CPR and also about learning CPR and to be themselves trained so that in the event something is happening around them, they may be prepared to intervene.
On June 21, there'll be a sudden cardiac arrest workshop at the Spanish Court Hotel, New Kingston, with a focus on the screening tool for athletes, among other topics. The final event will be the mass CPR training and workshop on CPR Day to be held at the Heart Foundation's offices at 28 Beechwood Avenue on Saturday, June 24. Call the Foundation at 926-4378 for more information. That was JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.